proclamation number 4786 dated the November 23rd, 1949. There is only one truth. Feeling of heart. You are certainly free to join any school of thought, yet you must always remember that there is only one truth, that, because different schools of thought also teach different doctrines, only one can be true, therefore an examination should never be avoided, which anyone can carry out if he earnestly wants to. Truth is guaranteed where divine revelations are conveyed to earth. Therefore they can always be used for comparison. And truth only exists where it agrees with the teachings of the divinely imparted word. However, if a direct revelation is not available for comparison, then it is absolutely essential to appeal to God for assistance, in which case the human being will surely make the right decision, that is, he will either decide or reject what he is duty-bound to believe by a school of thought. Sincere desire to know the truth and a prayer to God in spirit and in truth assures him that he will correctly recognize what is truth and what is error. And his heart will either encourage or warn him against joining a school of thought, but he must also pay attention to his feeling and not act against it. No spiritual organization on earth is devoid of error, because the pure truth, which originally motivated the founder to advocate it and to win fellow human beings over, will be changed by people time and again. This is why every seeker in all schools of thought will experience doubts, and for good reason, so that he will pursue the truth himself, and, through earnest deliberation and in connection with God through prayer and kind-hearted activity, awaken a spirit in him, which will then instruct him truthfully and guide him into true knowledge. A person can therefore find the truth in any spiritual movement providing he genuinely wants it. A blind person needs to entrust himself to someone sighted, and since only God can see, they must be a spiritually awakened leader instructed by God, who can offer true support to the blind, who will guide him and also help him gain his vision if it is wanted by the blind himself. However, a blind leader will not be very beneficial. He will also lead everyone entrusted to him astray as long as he has not gained the ability to see of his own will. But a person who has not drawn his wisdom from divine revelations is a blind leader. A blind leader is someone who has received his knowledge from likewise poorly sighted people again and thereby did not become enlightened but travels his path in the same darkness as before. God takes care of everyone who desires truth. Lack of knowledge, error and a dark spiritual state can only be found where the desire for truth does not exist, because this is the prerequisite for God, as the giver of truth and as the eternal truth himself, revealing himself to a person, for anyone who desires it will be offered the truth. Amen.